happening at 7:45.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Are you lazy or are you stuck in a rut? Because they might feel similar, but they're two totally different things. Hmm. And I found this and I just thought, you know what? I don't know who needs this morning, but somebody does. It could be, maybe it's myself that needs it and I just am projecting onto you. I don't know. But in case you need it, here it is. So if you feel like maybe you've been really lazy lately and you're like, I got no motivation to do what I need to do for work, or I'm trying to get back into the gym for this class that I've really been meaning to go to, but I'm not doing it. If this describes you in any way, it might not just be that you're lazy. It could be fear holding you back because you're afraid that maybe it's time to go to the next level or the next chapter of your life. And it's scary. So here is a couple of, I guess, tips on how to help get yourself out of that rut.
Okay.
Write on paper how you're spending your time.
Mm.
Because obviously we all have a job, whether that job is going to school or actually working at a job. We have those. And so those don't really count because you're making your money in some way.
Right.
Think about all of your non-work time. If you can't get it down on paper now, monitor yourself for a week. Figure out where those chunks of time are going. Are you watching TV? Are you on Instagram? Whatever it is, monitor it. Then you have a little notebook of, okay, this is what I'm doing with my time. And then you think about, what do I want to be doing with my time, really, instead of scrolling Facebook, taking a nap, whatever it is. And then after you do that, do a goal check. This one is the scary one. And I felt like when I read this, it was like slapping me upside the head.
Oh.
Said this might be a bit scary, mostly because you've probably had whatever goal or dream that's yours for a while. And you've expressed it to others. You talk about it. It's like you. That's your thing. But if your dream is falling apart because you aren't moving toward it, maybe it's no longer the goal for you. Maybe it's no longer meaningful. So here's the real test. If actions toward that goal are seen as like, or if you're like deliberately procrastinating, you got the wrong goal. Maybe you've outgrown it. Maybe your priorities are changed, but you're not lazy. It's time for reflection on where you want to be 5 years from now. And if you need to change course, do it. No guilt, no shame, because people change course all the time. Fear paralyzes us, even when we don't recognize it as fear. We mistake it for laziness. So that's why those behaviors result, because you're afraid to take that next step. And then it goes on to more stuff. But I thought those were the two most really important things to do if you feel that way.
I feel very attacked, because if I were to go down what I do, I feel like I would see a lot of time spent on TV, on Hulu and Netflix. And I really enjoy those things. Watching, you know, all the TV shows that are out.
Yes, of course. Of course you like doing those things. I mean, you wouldn't be doing them if you didn't like them.
Scotty spends a lot of time liking bikini pics on Instagram.
You know, I just got to get on social media. But I do feel like I am in a rut kind of when I'm going home and I'm like, all right, time for a nap. And I'm like, I should probably be doing schoolwork or something.
I was napping a lot. This is the first week in a long time that I haven't napped every day.
Well, listen, I feel like sometimes you've just got to distract your brain and you've got to sit down and watch 9 episodes of a show on Netflix.
True.
Nine?
Nine's a lot.
I feel a lot.
No, I agreed. But if you find yourself having this reoccurringly, it may be you stuck in that rut. So anyway, if you need it, there's your sign this morning, okay? All right, let's talk about what we did a little earlier in the show, because I feel like this has just blown up. And I wasn't even going to talk about it because I thought, this is dumb. This isn't something we're going to do. But then the amount of online activity I saw about it yesterday, and then Honest Truth, who is an active one of our Twitter family members, tweeted me specifically and was like, I am triggered.
This is blowing up right now.
How many chuggas come before the choo-choo? I just want you all to know that I graduated from Ohio Northern University with a bachelor's in communications with a focus on media.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes
this is communicating.
Yeah, exactly.
The word choo-choo.
Yeah.
So you have to preface it with the correct amounts of chuggas.
Well, that's the problem. No, it's not.
Oh, well, okay. Let's go around the room and let's figure out. Holly, how many chuggas do you think there are?
I do 4. Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
Holly does 4. Ryan, how about yourself?
4.5.
What?
Now that doesn't even make any sense.
Do it. How do you do it, Ryan?
Chugga, 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 chug, choo-choo.
Did you do a chug, choo-choo?
A chugga, choo-choo.
You just blew my mind.
All right, Scott, what about you?
There's 8. It's chugga, 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 choo-choo. It's easy.
My favorite thing is his shoulders shimmy when he does it.
I do 2. Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a, you're not going anywhere with that.
Weird train.
No, listen, don't make fun of my little train. I like little things, so it's fine. I like to get straight to the point. I don't have time to do 8 chuggas.
Well, it's not as fun as 8 chuggas then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really curious, what do you think? Because, I mean, this debate is raging right now. If you go to the Miguel and Holly Instagram, you can see it on there. And, like, no one's agreeing on it at all.
I mean, and this is what Honest Truth on Twitter said. She was like, what demon only says 1 chugga?
What if you do like 2 1.5s and you get that cadence going? It's like chugga chug, chugga chug, choo choo.
No,
like
No. Get out of here with your craziness. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, it is 7:35. We got to get to Blown Off. Now listen, they have similar friends and similar likes. Tori thought after meeting Jesse at a friend's house party and going out for dinner, she was in a really good space with Jesse. Apparently not.
Okay.
She hasn't heard from him in a while, and we've got to find out why with Blown Off at 7:45 on Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.